windy and wet. And she masturbates herself to sleep in the house her father left her in his will. Lovely, lonely, grainy northern city. Summer doesn't suit this city. Best friend is back in town, on holiday from abroad. She can't be bothered making the effort. This feeling is sad, grey and speckled blue. Mutual. Is it trains or trams that sets the porcelain figurines trembling in the downstairs room? This room where the last dirty blonde strip of daylight is coerced through the rugged floor. A dusty, dusky piano picture frame widow of a room that closes its eyes and acquiesces to the tenderlessness of this midweek night once more. She settles on her belly, breasts squashed wide and flat against the starchy linen, her mouth agape against the pillow. This girl does not know you exist, and the same could be said for you of her, till you heard this. But in less than 28 days, you two will meet, and 40 years from now, laying there beside her, you will die in your sleep.